Alrighty, our theme wrapping up right there with Larry Rezavi and his Out of Town Checks, our theme Musicians Come and Play, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 453 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. And we're now at 14 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 26, our current temperature here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring him in. Say good morning to Mr. Adam Sandhurst. Good morning, Adam. How are you doing?
Good morning, Cy, and good morning, Chasm. We're doing well.
Well, that's great. Kind of a bittersweet day, huh? I understand you're on the road today.
Yeah, we're headed down to Medina today for the celebration of life for Dale and Dominic Damon. So
yeah,
gonna go down there. Shared the stage many times with Dale over the years, and always had a good time together. So
absolutely, and you know, we won't get into the negatives too much. I vented a little bit on the radio this morning. Just really a wrongful thing, a wrongful death. No money or no situation is ever worth somebody's life. Even if you lose thousands or millions of dollars, you know what? There's plenty of opportunities in the world nowadays where just get up and go to work tomorrow and start over making money again, because there's lots of job opportunities. So I don't know why people have to bring out a weapon nowadays every time there's a disagreement, huh?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more.
Yep. So very frustrating, but the result is, no matter how angry and upset everybody is, the result is the same. And so today we need to honor and pay tribute to two fine musicians there, Dale and Dominic. And like you mentioned, he was a fantastic concertina player, huh?
Oh, just awesome. And what I thought was so neat, and is the case with a lot of musicians, you know, the concertina players out there can have so many different styles. You know, like Dale obviously brought out a Polish side and Polish style with his playing. But what I thought was so neat is we were up in Stump Lake, North Dakota with Dale, and I even have a picture on my website with myself, Dale, and Larry Rezavi, and when we played some of those songs, we played so together, but yet us three individually have so many different styles. So I always thought that was kind of neat, how you'd be able to play a song with somebody, and it was just like you knew exactly where they were going. Like individually, totally different, you know?
Absolutely. You bet. You bet. So, and Dominic, of course, a great drummer. I don't know if you ever got to play for him or with him, but you can hear it's evident in the recordings what a great drummer he was. And, of course, Dale's other son, Samuel, a vocalist and just a talented musician. There was music in that family from the get-go.
Yeah, no, exactly. Two very talented boys. Samuel actually played on our band here a couple times over the years, and I remember one where we played down in New Prague, and I called Dale up. The boys were just kind of getting going, and I called Dale up and asked him if Samuel could keyboard and do some vocals for us or whatever. And yep, he's going to bring them down, so that was an awesome opportunity there. And then we played Clarissa Polka Fest together up in Clarissa, Minnesota.
Sure.
And at the ballroom there. And Dominic was drumming and stuff like that. So just two very talented boys.
You bet. You bet. Well, Adam, let's start out at the beginning like we usually do, and let us let the listeners know, for those that haven't heard you before, how did it all get started? Where were you born and raised, and the parents and siblings, and a little bit about family life?
All right. Well, I was born and raised in Fairmont, Minnesota, southern Minnesota, about right on along I-90 and Highway 15, south of about 50 miles south of New Ulm. That's where I was born and raised. I'm the oldest of three. My sister, Kimberly, is married to Eric Mollick, so that's how we get the connection with Mollick's Fishermen.
Mm-hmm.
And then my brother, Brent, he's the youngest, and he's in Kasota, Minnesota, with his wife, Megan. He has his own construction company down there.
Mm-hmm.
My parents are Ron and Karen. They both are currently playing on our band. We're primarily a family band, based out of Fairmont still. It's primarily myself, my dad, my mom, my dad's brother Randy on tuba, and then my mom's brother Myron Milbauer on sax and clarinet, and does a lot of arrangements for the band. And Myron's played with a lot of bands over the years, so many that we don't have time to mention them all. But you know, some of the really significant ones are the Elmer Scheid Band, Ray Dorschner. He's played for a lot of those.
You bet. Yep, so you're surrounded with good musicians, and you guys have a great sound. You've got some good recordings out there. And then, of course, you're married. You're married to a next-door neighbor of mine.
Yeah, I married Lynn Posch in 2005, so your backdoor neighbors, Bob and Kathy, I think they're listening on the radio. They're right there in St. Joe, and Lynn is one of four. We got Kevin, Scott, Lynn, and Brent Posch all there. So they all went to the Holdingford School District.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then when I married Lynn in 2005, and now we have two kids, Olivia and Gavin. Olivia's in eighth grade, and Gavin is in fifth grade. So
you bet.
Time flies.
And you like to involve those two in the band business too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Olivia loves to come up and sing with the band. And Gavin, actually, they both sang with the band on one of the recordings. And Gavin's more into hockey and helping my brother set up and tear down the drums. So that always works well, too.
Okay. have they taken up any instruments yet?
Olivia is currently in piano lessons, and she's a flute in the band.
Okay. So. Very good.
Yep.
And Gavin? Any music
Gavin
there?
Gavin has taken up hockey.
Hockey, okay.
And if there's any hockey parents out there, they know that is one heck of a commitment.
Oh, yes. For sure. Yeah, it's not like the old days in school where as part of the program, now there's a lot of investing and time invested and money for all the equipment. And of course, they don't stay at one stage when they're in those years. They keep growing, so they outgrow equipment, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yep, exactly. Yeah, we were actually, last night we were at, Lynn and I were at the Blake Shelton concert down in St. Paul, Minnesota, and then this morning we were in Buffalo because Gavin had a hockey game here this morning at 8:45. So we've already been to and from Buffalo and everything. So
putting some miles on.
Quite a crazy day already.
You bet. All righty. Well, along the way, you started playing that concertina. How did that all get going?
I really had the influence early on. My mom and dad both played in a band, Vince's Concertina Band, and Vince Sandhurst is my great uncle, so it'd be my dad's uncle. Mm-hmm. And so I grew up with old time on that side of the family, on the Sandhurst side, and then on my mom's side of the family, the Milbauer side, my grandpa Boots had a family band put together, Boots and his buddies back in the day. And they would play, you know, kind of local jobs around New Ulm, St.
Sure.
George, Gibbon, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And so my grandpa played concertina. So I grew up with old time on both sides of my family.
Oh, there you go.
Growing up, I took up concertina, I don't know, I want to say right around 12, 13 years old. And quite honestly, when I first took up concertina, it was frustrating for me to try and get the bass side and the melody side together. And I had piano background. I had taken piano from second grade all the way through eighth grade, and then my main instrument was trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
In the high school band. So I had, you know, musical note knowledge and stuff like that, but concertina was kind of frustrating for me, but I was still driven because I could see what my great uncle was doing on the band and what my grandpa was doing, and my grandpa really helped with getting me a whole music library and getting me some complicated songs for me. And nothing really seemed to really click until I played, you know, I played some of the easy waltzes like Lakeside and Isabella and stuff like that.
But sure.
Nothing seemed to really truly click until I took up Overshoe Lendler.
Oh, really?
And as soon as I got that one, it seemed like everything just clicked. And then, boom, before I knew it, I was playing like Champion Valley and some of those more difficult arrangements.
Sure. Well, I know we've got a lot of folks listening, and I know of a couple of them that are young, well, maybe not young, but they're new to the business of playing concertina. And the one in particular called me recently and was wondering, I'm close to 80 now, am I too old to learn the concertina? And I told him, I says, are you still taking nourishment? Are you still eating? And he said, yeah. I said, you're still taking on oxygen? You're still breathing? Yeah. I said, then I think you're still young enough to learn the concertina. And would you agree with that?
I absolutely would. And, you know, early on, it seemed like I had the time to practice, you know, and I don't so much have the time now. But I would think that maybe when you're retired, maybe you get some of that time back, and that'd be perfect time to, hey, take that up as a hobby, you know. So, and you're never too old to start, and there's a lot of benefits to concertina, you know, as you get older. I remember Vince battling with arthritis, and his doctor encouraged him to play concertina because that kept his joints and everything limber.
Yes, yes. And look at the story of Jerry Shuft. Jerry, you know, had that injury, and he needed to play the concertina for therapy. And look at what a great concertina he turned out to be, huh?
Oh, and I had a lot of good times with Jerry. Probably some of the stuff we probably can't say over the radio, but we had a we had a lot of good times with Jerry back in the day, and Jerry was one that sat down with me going through college. He sat down with me and really helped progress my bass side.
Okay.
And that's where I think Jerry was such an exceptional player, and I think kind of underrated when it comes to, like, the whole bass side. Him and Phil Liebel, I can think of off the top of my head, were really excelled on the bass side.
You bet. Well, Adam, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you, if that's all right.
Sounds good.
All righty. So greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. Come into the St. Joe Meat Market, where friendly, warm smiles and service await you. From the ladies at the checkout counter to the guys and gals behind the meat counter, we hope that your visit to the meat market is a good one. Our meat counter is cut fresh daily. All of the usual beef steaks, roasts, soup bones, short ribs, hamburger, pork chops, pork steaks, pork roasts, country ribs and spare ribs, fresh sausages and poultry items are what you'll find in the fresh meat side of the full-service meat counter. Over on the smoked and cooked side, you'll find a nice assortment of luncheon meats and cheeses, jerky, snack sticks, wieners, ring bologna, country-style smoked pork sausage, brats, and breakfast links. And in the self-service counters are the many varieties of brats, breakfast links, snack sticks, jerky, flavored bacon, summer sausages, and more, all vacuum-packed for you to grab and go. On sale this week, while supplies last, are chicken drumsticks, a 5-pound bag for just $5. Now that's a great bargain. And as always, for more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913, and that's the St. Joe Meat Market. And for being our guest on the show, Adam, and you've been here before, you know how it works. We'll get you that meat package put up, get that over to you with Chasm and the meat market providing that for you, and hope that you and Lynn and the kids enjoy it in good health. How's that?
That sounds wonderful. I really appreciate it.
Well, great. Well, good. Well, you know, we've been spending a lot of time talking about that concertina, and that is really a neat instrument. I mean, you can... You don't have to have a band or go out and play jobs or anything. You can just entertain yourself or the people in the house. I retired the first of the year, and I've been leaving mine sit out in the living room, and I'll walk by it and pick it up for 5 or 10 minutes, whatever I have, and I can notice the difference how I'm starting to improve again. I played a lot when I was back in grade school, and then I left it go for a while, and of course, then I became a drummer, a trumpet player in high school, and then a drummer, and so it's tough to keep everything going, and then family and work all through the years, but now you reach that promised land, that retirement, and by golly, I sure enjoy it, picking it up and playing, and I just play for myself, but I think it's really, and I've been told by more than one person that it's good activity for the brain. You look at those numbers and notes, and it involves coordination, and you don't have to be perfect, but the more you practice, the better you get.
That's absolutely right. My piano teacher back in second grade, I can still hear her saying to me that, she goes, you always hear everybody talking about, oh, practice makes it perfect. Practice makes it perfect. And she goes, that's not true. Practice does not make it perfect. Practice makes it easier.
There you go.
She couldn't be more right.
Yep.
Everybody knows they have an off day.
Yep.
But the more you practice, the easier it gets.
That is for sure. So true. Well, what concertinas, first of all, what did you start out on, Adam?
I started out on a, way back in the day, the very first concertina I ever had was a double reed Pearl Queen from Vince.
Okay.
And the thing was kind of a piece of junk, to be totally honest. And I progressed a little bit on it, and then Dad found this triple Stradivarius C concertina. And that's primarily what I started on.
Okay.
And then we ended up getting hooked up with a concertina that Uncle Vince ended up making at the Bill Brown's music store there in New Ulm. It was a Brown concertina, a C box. I got that one, and then an E flat double O octave Strad. So that kind of sounds like the Dorschner sound.
Mm-hmm.
And currently what I have is the double O octave E flat. I have a Hengel B flat and a Hengel C.
Okay, so. Very good. And when did you decide to form the Jolly Jammers then?
We formed it. I remember being up one night with my brother, and we were kind of thinking, "Hey, we're gonna start a band," you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to think of a name for it, and somehow we came up with the Jolly Jammers, and that was the year 2000.
Okay,
so made it easy to keep track of.
Yeah, very good. So this is your 23rd year then with the band. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. We were going to try and have kind of like a 20th anniversary, but we all know in 2020 we kind of got
railroaded. Yep.
A thing called COVID.
Yeah.
So that kind of shot that, and you know, we're going to try and maybe put something together for 25th.
Yep.
But we'll see what all transpires.
Okay. What is the calendar? What's the schedule looking like for this year? A lot of jobs coming in, or what does it look like?
Honestly, you know, like our band, I purposely don't downsize our band. Some bands do that and downsize to a 3 or 4 piece. I don't. I don't leave the house unless it's a 6 piece band or bigger.
Good for you.
And in doing that, you sacrifice quite a few jobs, because we all know that we're not getting new dancers.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of these ballrooms, you know, they can't afford to pay out a big band like that. So that does sacrifice a lot of our jobs, but we're at, you know, half a dozen to a dozen jobs a year.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, with my kids being in activities, you know, that ends up being enough to try and juggle with the schedule.
Sure.
So, we're fortunate. We're, you know, like we're playing at Glencoe at the Playmore Ballroom, and playing some Oktoberfest and different things here in the area. So,
very good. And you have a day job too, besides, don't you?
Yeah, I am a fire life safety sales rep for Summit Fire Protection. Our office is the office I work out of is based in Waite Park, but Summit is all over the nation.
Sure.
We got offices all over the place. So,
well, that's great. Well, good. Our time is running down, Adam, and I know I've asked you in the past, but I don't remember what you've told me. If you have a memory that you would like to share, and by now, since the last time we've had you on, you've made a few more memories, I'm sure. So over your 23 years of having the band, and even going back further to your uncles and family bands, you have something that you'd care to share with the listeners this morning?
Yeah, and we're going to do this one in honor of Dale and Dominic this morning. I was thinking back to some of the jobs that I had over the years, and one time that really sticks out in my mind, when Dale and I were playing a bunch of duets up at Clarissa, Minnesota, and Dale was always notorious for playing Circling Pigeons Polka.
Yeah.
And I remember we played that one that night together. We played Green is Green, and we played the Chromatic Polka. And those are some songs that I don't normally play, but everything seemed to be clicking that night. So that was a real fun time.
Wow, that's a fantastic memory. And I would imagine that you basically just had to start out and hang on, because what you couldn't do, Dale would carry you, right?
Yeah, exactly. He was a good cover-up.
Well, and I'll just share this side note, and I'm sure we'll both see Gary at Medina this afternoon. Gary... Bakenstos is the tuba player over the years with Dale. And Gary's just a great guy and a very good tuba player. And he was telling me right after that this happened that they played the concertina bowl this year. And he said, my God, Cy, he said, Dale had notes coming out of that concertina that day at the concertina bowl, and that was the last Saturday in January. There was notes coming out of that concertina. He said, I never knew we're in that concertina. He said the guy was just constantly improving.
Yeah, I totally believe it. I saw some of the footage and video from the concertina bowl, and yeah, they were on fire there.
Yeah,
so they were
yeah.
doing really well.
Yeah, you bet. Well, we're going to let you go. Keep wheeling there. Adam, take this opportunity once again to thank you for taking time out and joining us on our Musicians Come and Play. And the good Lord willing, you know, you and I are here down the road. We've said this before, and hopefully we are. We're hopefully not too old yet that we can do this thing a couple more times again.
That sounds wonderful. I really enjoy it, and I appreciate all that you do for Chasm and polka music with promoting it. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, Adam. And again, wishing you a great afternoon. And if things work out, we'll maybe even see you down at Medina this afternoon then.
Sounds like a plan.
All righty. So with that, we're going to let you run. Thanks a bunch, Adam. All righty. And there he goes, Mr. Adam Sandhurst, our 53rd guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Adam and the Jolly Jammers in just a moment. So don't go away. Larry Rezavi and his Out of Town Checks there with our theme Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 453rd edition of our Musicians Come and Play. Adam Sandhurst, our guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. And what a delightful young person. Yes, Adam's still young. Really coming into his prime there. Had the Jolly Jammers now since 2000, but again, continuing to get better and better. And carries himself so well. So we appreciate Adam joining us this morning and this afternoon on our Musicians Come and Play program here on Chasm. So we're going to swing into music by Adam and the Jolly Jammers and start out with one called the Bummel Petrus Polka, Adam and the Jolly Jammers. ¶¶ Adam Sandhurst and the Jolly Jammers with the Bommel Petrus Polka, and that comes off of his very first recording back in the days. Let's see if it has a date on it, but the nice picture of Grandpa and Adam sitting there playing those concertinas, and no, it doesn't show a date at all, but that would have been in the early 2000s when Adam put that recording out. 18 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 27 degrees here in central Minnesota. Waltz time coming up with Adam and the Jolly Jammers. It's one called the Hoolery Number One. Thank you. Adam Sandhurst and the Jolly Jammers, and that's Hoolery Number 1, a nice waltz tune coming off of his Volume 3 CD, Premium Old Time Music. Great, great recording there. More music on the way with Adam and the Jolly Jammers. This one, another one off of that CD. It's one called the Round and Round Polka. Great polka tune there by Adam Sandhurst and the Jolly Jammers, one called the Round and Round Polka. 24 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading at 27 degrees here in central Minnesota, as we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota, Jeannie Bonfig and the gang over at Jeannie B's Tours. And, of course, Jeannie excited about the meet and greets that are happening right now. They already did one on Friday the 17th over in Melrose. And now coming up this week, tomorrow, they're going to be at the Tutti Frutti Kitchen over in Sauk Center, Minnesota. And I believe that is from 9:30 until 1. And then February 20th at Perkins in Alexandria from 1:30 until 3. And let's see, Jill's Cafe is going to be on the 23rd. That's 8:30 to 10:30 in Richmond. Backing up, we missed one, Kay's Kitchen. That's going to be on Tuesday, 1:30 till 3 o'clock. If I have this right, yep, I do. And let's see, where else are they going to be? They're going to be at the Red River Inn restaurant in Cold Spring from 11 until 12:30 on the 24th. And then the Delish Coffee Shop in Freeport from 9 until 10:30 on March 8th. And then also the Clearwater Estates Clubhouse, Main Street Clearwater from 9:30 until 11. And then daycations and mini vacations will be talked about from 12 until 3 at the Clearwater Estates. So, and also they'll be talking about the Fall New England Rails and Trails, the Atlanta Cruise Tour for 2024, Hawaii 2024, and more. So invite your friends to join along, Genie B's, for information, treats and door prizes, questions and answer time. And as always, for more information about tours or the upcoming meet and greet schedule, you can call Genie B at 320-345-1581. And that is to see what is to see in 23. And we also want to mention and promote a little bit coming up. Let's see, where is it? Here we go. So April 19th through the 24th is going to be the Spring Music Fest at Branson, Missouri. And yes, Genie B, Art, my wife Janet, and I are going to be on the Trobex Deluxe Motor Coach, full of fun and new friends as we head to that Spring Music Fest. So why not join us? Genie has some openings yet. Give her a call, and you can jump on board the bus and enjoy all the fun. We've had several trips over the years now with Genie. Always had a full bus and always a great time with all of the folks that are on the bus. Went to Medora 2 years ago. Last year, we went down to the Arc in Cincinnati, Ohio. And this year, we're looking forward to Branson. So join us. 5 nights lodging, 10 meals, 6 shows, of which 2 shows are the Music Fest variety shows featuring all of Branson's best performers, the Clay Cooper Country Express, the Hughes Brothers, the Haygoods, and the hits of the 60s. Genie, of course, she's a world-class traveler. She will show you the hidden treasures of Branson while sightseeing between shows. And also included on this trip are the Bass Pro Shop in Springfield, the Cheese House, a candy outlet, an optional Ameristar casino evening in Kansas City, and so much more. So think about that. Join us. It should be a fun time. And again, that's April 19th through the 24th. Give Genie a call. She'd be happy to get you, get you reserved, lined up there to join us. And again, looking for Genie's phone number here. We'll give you that real quickly. And that is 320-345-1581. Genie B's Tours, proudly bringing us our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM. 27 minutes now past the hour of 12. Temperature reading is 27 degrees here in central Minnesota. Back to the music of Adam and the Jolly Jammers. We're going to put Adam to work on this one, one called the Fritzy Polka. Nice job on the concertina there. Adam Sandhurst with the Fritzy Polka. 12:30 here on KASM, 27 degrees here in central Minnesota. Music continues. Right now it's one called The Drifting Immigrants, Adam and the Jolly Jammers. Great arrangement there. One called The Drifting Immigrants Waltz, Adam and the Jolly Jammers. Beautiful recording there from their 2009 Premium Old Time Music. More great old time music on the way with Adam and the Jolly Jammers. It's the Morning Star Polka. Thank you. Morning Star Polka, Adam Sandhurst and the Jolly Jammers. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And we're going to do that. These last two selections have been off of Adam's latest CD, Volume 5, Lost and Found. And right now we're going to close things out with a nice Landler tune, one called Boots Landler. Sandhurst and the Jolly Jammers wrapping up our musical treat for Dancing Feet there with one called Boots Landler. 22 minutes before the hour 1 o'clock, temperature reading of 27 degrees here in central Minnesota.